Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE Sharing Change has donated, get this, more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes here in our community. Find out more about Sharing Change. If you'd like to participate, all of that is at MTE.com. Okay, MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. In the studio today, we are talking with our friends from the Center for the Arts. It's a busy time at the center with the new school year, means new offerings and classes and all kinds of fun things for the kiddos. And Tara Winton is going to talk to us about those. And also Bethany Gray is here to talk about Arsenic and Lace, which is the next show coming up starting this Friday, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good to have you both here.
Good morning.
So, let's talk about Arsenic and Lace. Is it Old Lace?
Yes, Arsenic and Old Lace.
Old Lace, okay. I told you about my confusion of it. Is it two? Is it one? I haven't heard of this. So what is Arsenic and Old Lace? What is that about?
Yeah, Arsenic and Old Lace is a play written by Joseph Kesterling. It's based on a movie that came out in the 1940s. It was released as a Halloween movie, but the premise is you have these two sweet elderly sisters living in this Victorian home in the 1940s, and you learn pretty early on in the show that as a quote-unquote charity, they're bringing in elderly gentlemen to rent a room who have no family, no place to live, and they are killing them and burying them in the basement of the home as a charity. And so the whole show is their nephew comes home and he's learning about this charity that they have, and chaos ensues, and you meet several different characters throughout the show. You meet one or two of the elderly gentlemen that enter the home. So it's a very fun, dark comedy. You never thought murder would be so funny, but it is. It's these sweet elderly ladies that think they're doing something sweet.
You did use, and for those watching on Big G TV, you could see she used air quotes when you when she said charity. So
yes,
yeah. So it's funny though. There's a funny take about it.
Yes, it's very slapstick comedy. There's some dark humor, but then there's a lot of lighthearted slapstick humor as well. Some very physical comedic moments throughout the show. And then there's one character that is, he is very often compared to Boris Karloff, who played Frankenstein's monster. So that's kind of the look that he gives off. And he's kind of this eccentric, creepy nephew that enters the story. And so there's definitely a lot of, there's a lot of diversity in the show as far as the characters go, which just makes it really fun.
So this begins on Friday and runs for what, 2 weeks?
Two weeks, yes. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, both weeks. We have matinees on Saturdays as well, so four shows every weekend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there are still a few tickets available. The closer we get, and then once people go for the first weekend, it's usually they're all gone after that.
Yes, we have eight tickets left for opening night. So if you're wanting to come opening night, we've got eight more, and we'd love to fill those seats, and then definitely, we're excited to see the rest of the nights fill up as well.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. as director of this production, what does that entail for you?
Yeah. So, really, once the show opens, my job is done. Then the cast and the stage manager take over. In the rehearsal process, I've really been there to help block the show, so give the actors their direction as to where to go, who to talk to, what to say, that kind of thing. And then, as we get further in the process, my style really is to let the actors kind of take over and play with their characters and try new things and make decisions. And then we kind of work together as a team to decide, like, did that decision land? Did the joke land? Or did it feel weird? Should we try something else? So it's been really fun. It's just kind of a playground for us. And we get to put them up on the stage and see where it goes. And then this week we've been adding all of our lights and sound and props and costumes and our set. And it's really all kind of coming together. So we're really excited for everybody to see it.
So you'll take a big deep breath on Friday,
yes.
It sounds like.
Yes.
So that sounds fun. And how did you get interested in this?
Yeah, so I've been doing theater since I was a kid. I actually did Arsenic and Old Lace in high school. I was one of the characters. I was Officer Klein. So if you come see the show, Officer Klein is who I played in high school. far too many years ago. And so when I saw that the Center was doing this show, I've done a couple of shows with the Center as an actor. And then when this show came up, I was like, man, I would love to do this on the other side of the table. I have a degree in directing from Lipscomb University. So I was excited to flex that muscle again and dive right back in.
So this is your first foray into this side of the table?
Yes. Yes, it is outside of college. I did some directing in college, but this is my first time really diving into it outside of the education sphere.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, good luck. Break a leg.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
So that's this weekend, starting this weekend, running for 2 weeks, Arsenic and Old Lace. Mm-hmm. It's on the stage at the Center for the Arts, and we've got lots of classes, production classes, you've got visual arts classes, photography. I mean, the list goes on, Tara. This is quite some undertaking you've got here.
Yes, we have a little bit of everything, lots of new things that we've never done before. And so this fall is going to be jam-packed, a little bit of something for everybody.
Well, let's kind of talk first of all about the age group. Are we talking about from young to high schoolers? I mean, kind of where does that fall?
So we have, for our students who are in school, we have something for K through 12 for every single age group. We have that broken down into three different age groups. So we have K1, and we have 2-5, and then we have 6 through 12. So when you're looking, you can kind of look for those age groups. And that is for our performance-based classes. So K1 is just kind of a get to know you or get to know this theater a little bit. So getting to know those key terms. What does blocking mean? What is a director? What is a choreographer? What is the audience supposed to do? What are we as actors supposed to do? We get to make our own costumes and things like that. So it's really kind of focused on play and figuring out what is this world of theater. So that K1 group is kind of an hour-long class twice a week, and just kind of touching and feeling of all the things in the theater and what can we do with all those things. So that is called our Elementary 1 class. And then for as far as production goes, we have for our second through fifth graders, we have a show called Elephant and Piggy, which if you are a parent of that age group, you probably know those books of Elephant and Piggy by Mo Willems, the same person who wrote Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus. It is a fabulous series of books, and they have just created a show for our age group. And so it's actually called Elephant and Piggy, We're in a Play. And so it's kind of vaudeville musical. Mm. So we'll get to know a little bit of history about vaudeville, but we're also putting on the production and creating our characters based on the book of Elephant and Piggy.
And so when you do that, the kids get to experience all parts of it, but they get to actually have a performance.
The kids have a performance. So they will work for, I think it's 8 weeks, to learn about vaudeville, about the play itself, about creating characters. But then at the end, they are in the show of Elephant and Piggy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then our 6th through 12th graders, we are doing Alice in Wonderland, obviously based on Lewis Carroll's book. It is Disney's Alice in Wonderland. So if anybody's familiar with that, with that movie, they have added more music to it. And so those kids will be producing a version of Alice in Wonderland Jr. And then we also have The Giver. So for our students who are 6th through 12th grade that maybe don't want to sing, this is the perfect place for them. So this is based on Lois Lowry's the book, The Giver, which is very popular, I would say, between 3rd and 7th grade readers. It's something that they read in school a lot. So the kids are very familiar with it, and it's kind of near and dear to my heart. I read it in 6th grade. And it's a very interesting story. It's a play. So for those students who maybe don't want to sing, it's a great opportunity.
So choices for that 6 through 12 age group, and maybe even, you know, the technical side too?
Yes. So we have tech classes for our 6th through 12th graders. And what they will end up doing is they're going to go through the process of learning a little bit about costumes, a little bit about makeup, a little bit about set design. Every week will look a little bit different, but ultimately they are going to end up as our kind of producers for the show, and also our backstage crew for both of those 6th through 12th grade shows. So they'll be helping out backstage with Alice in Wonderland and The Giver.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. We're talking today with the Center for the Arts, Tara Winton. She is the Director of Education. Also, we've heard from Bethany Gray as well here this morning, Director of Arsenic and Old Lace, which is coming up starting this weekend. So that's kind of production classes. Any other classes that you're offering?
So we have a ton of visual art classes that we are offering for every age group this year. This is something that we started over the summer, and we're continuing that and expanding the ages. So we have K-2 classes, 3-5 classes, 3rd through 5th grade rather, and then 6th through 8th grade classes and 9th through 12th grade visual art classes. Well, they'll be dabbling in lots of different aspects of visual arts. We also have a photography class that I'm super excited about, and that is for 6th through 12th graders. And they'll be spending some time just about learning about composition and how you create a good photograph. And the great thing that I love about this, so our instructor Hayden Exley is a photographer around Murfreesboro that probably most people are familiar with in the Murfreesboro area, but she also is allowing students that they don't have to have the equipment of a camera, so you don't have to go out and spend a lot of money to be a part of this class. So if you want to bring your phone, or if you have a digital camera sitting at home that hasn't been used in 10 years, like, bring it along. It's completely fine. It's all about how we're composing a photograph.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to be exciting. So if you want to get involved, we'll tell you about how to do that with any of the offerings that we're talking about here. And of interest to homeschoolers, right?
Yes. Listen, so homeschool is a big new offering that we have never done. So we are offering Alice in Wonderland as an opportunity for our performers who are grades 2nd grade through 12th grade. It's on Thursdays. We are also offering a tech option for those students who maybe don't want to be on stage. It is also on Thursdays. That is specifically for grades 6 through 12. And then we have a visual arts class also on Thursdays, grades 3 through 6. And we have a new offering from our Vocal Academy, which is a group voice opportunity for our homeschoolers during the day. And those classes are going to be on Wednesdays. And the last offering that is brand new and really exciting to us is a Mommy and Me, which also will take place during the day. It's for parents who stay at home with their students. You don't have, it's called Mommy and Me, but it doesn't have to be mom. It can be dad. It can be grandma if you want, but an adult who stays home with a preschool student, ages 3 and 4. And so that is an opportunity on Thursdays as well to get out of the house, to come and play, play some music, play some games, do some role play where maybe you get to be the big bad wolf, or somebody gets to be Goldilocks, or we're telling stories and being creative. So
that's very cool. So have you done the homeschool and this before? This is brand new,
this
right?
This is a brand new venture. We're seeing how it goes, and we've gotten a lot of really good feedback since Friday, so we're really excited.
Awesome. So how does someone for the any of the classes that we've talked about for the past few minutes, what is the I guess process for to get signed up?
Yeah, so if you go to boroughartsorg and then you go to youth, there's a drop down and you choose fall, and then all of the information is there. You can register on that website. You can also register for a scholarship if that's something that you're in need of.
Okay, very good. And all the information again, boroughartsorg, you can find it all there. And with the opening this weekend of Arsenic and Old Lace, there's also art gallery opening, right?
Yes, that is correct. We have a brand new artist going up for the weekend and for the entire run of the show. And it'll actually be up through Raisin in the Sun as well.
Yeah, September 22nd, I think.
Yes.
Okay. And I know this person very well. Jeff Carlton is a local artist. He does a lot. You hear him on the radio talking about Franklin's Printworks. So, you know, so if you know Jeff, you'll want to come by and visit, right?
Mm-hmm. And there will be a reception the night of the opening. So come on out and celebrate together. It's
awesome.
Great.
Awesome. Good stuff. So that will be, again, through the 22nd, this weekend through the 22nd, Jeff Carlton's exhibit, Painting America, at the Center for the Arts. Well, Bethany, one more time, tell us how we can get tickets for Arsenic and Old Lace starting this weekend.
Yes, you can go to boroughartsorg and then go to tickets. If you scroll a little bit past the season ticket option, you'll see our show down there. And we've got 8 shows coming up. Again, we've only got 8 tickets left for opening night, so we would love to see those seats filled. Our cast is really incredible. Our show is really incredible. So we want as many people as possible to come see it.
Very good. Hope folks will. And again, all the classes at the Center for the Arts this fall. And it's going to be... I don't know how you're going to do it all, Tara.
It's going to be fast and furious.
Fast and furious.
Yes, I got a lot of good hands to help.
Well, that's great. Thanks for both of you coming in today.
Thank you.
Friends from the Center for the Arts here today, Tara Winton, the Director of Education, and Bethany Gray, the Director of the upcoming production of Arsenic and Old Lace. Now, if you missed part of the conversation, came in a bit late, we'll have the podcast up shortly at WGNSradio.com. Just look under podcast and Rutherford Issues, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, YouTube, music, Apple, all those places, Spotify. Yeah, we've got you covered in all those. Have a good day, everybody.